So the shir is Le'ili Nishmas.
Toiba Itel.
Bas Eliezer, whose yahrzeit is tonight, right? Tonight. Okay. So the Torah that we learn, Shvi Le'ili Nishmasa. Okay. Hallelujah. All right. So we're in the piece of Oz Yoshir Moshe. Look at that. Okay. Oz Yoshir Moshe. Berashi. Oz Ola B'dayta L'Shir. Rashi says, the meaning of Oz Yoshir Moshe, then Moshe sang, is then it went up in his mind to sing. Vakavona. Obviously Rashi's picking up on the strange, it doesn't say Oz Shor Moshe, Yashir Moshe. So Rashi's learning it that then he got the idea to sing. So it's like a future, that's why it's in a future tense, because it's something that he's about to do. Vakavana. And the Kavana, when he says the Kavana, so you know that's a deeper Kavana. Vakavana, the Kavana is, Sheladat kol tilosa yisborach hu min hanimnaot. To know all the praise of Hashem is impossible. That's impossible. V'gam l'Moshe Rabbeinu ne'emar, even to Moshe Rabbeinu it said, V'ra'isa es orai, u'panai le'iro, you can see my back, kibayochol, right? But my face you can't see. Meaning that, the main part of Hashem's greatness is impossible for us to perceive, impossible for us to chap, to see, to understand. Even Moshe Rabbeinu can only see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achorayim kibayochol. So kol shekein, everyone else. Lachain loy nemar oz shor elo oz yashir. Therefore, it doesn't say that he sang, but rather then he literally, seems to me, right, he will sing. Sha'ala bedaita lashir, which Rashi explains to be, that he thought about, at that point he thought, it's a great idea to sing Shira now. V'sam mivtachoy ba'ashem. And he placed his bitachon in Hashem, sheyitin befiv shira kazu, shetia nishmas bo kol tilosai. He put his bitachon in Hashem, that Hashem should put into his mouth such a shira that it will be heard in that shira all the tehillah of Hashem, all the praise of Hashem. K'moshe nemar, as the pasuk says. Now, before we get to the pasuk that he brings, right? There's a pasuk in Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel, right? Ruach Hashem diber pi umilasei al l'shoni, right? That the Ruach Hashem spoke in me, and his word was on my tongue. So there's this concept. That's especially for a Navi, especially when it comes to prophecy. And we know that the Shira was actually also a prophecy, right? The Chazal say that all the Ubura, even the fetuses opened their mouths in Shira. So there was like a prophetic vision that everyone had at the same moment. But even it's brought down in different Sfarim, even Tefillos and Davening, whatever, is really... can have this bechina, should have this bechina, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is speaking through us. Rav Nachman's Talmud explains that's what we say, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagiti Lasecha. We daven to Hashem that He should open our mouths, right? Ufi Yagiti Lasecha. My mouth should tell your praise. So, like we're davening that Hashem should give us the ability to daven, and that can include, we'll see, Rabbi Akimash is going to talk about it. It can include even the very words. Okay? So Rabbi Akimash is bringing it from the following pasuk. K'mash Nemar, pasuk in Tehillim. Mi malel gevuris Hashem, yashmia kol tilasoi. Who will speak the gevuris of Hashem, the powers and the might of Hashem? He will let be heard all his praise. L'chayre yipalei. This is bewildering. It's a big kasha. How is it possible to be mashmia all the tehila of Hashem? What does that mean? To be mashmia all the tehila of Hashem, all the praise of Hashem. How is that possible? We have the Gemara Megillah that says, what, can you finish all the praises of Hashem? It's impossible. It says, right, only because she atiru, you know, it was tough for them, but they did it to be mata, that we should say, but no more than that. You can't, like, that was like a special thing that they allowed us to use those praises. But no one can possibly give and speak all the praise of Hashem, because not only can't we speak the praise of Hashem, we're not even aware. We can't conceptualize all the praise of Hashem. So what is the pasuk saying? Yeshmia kol tilasa. Ulam hu hadavar. But this is exactly the point. Shaloi nema yadaber kol tilasa. Eli yeshmia kol tilasa. It doesn't say that he will speak all his praise. It says he will let be heard all his praise. Shiu diburim ke'elu, the meaning is that they should be such speech, such words, shebehem gnuzim uklulim kol tilasai, that in them should be concealed and included all his praise. Limrot mashalo nedavala navinotam, despite the fact that we won't know and we won't understand them. V'diburim ke'elu netunim musurim rak liyisrael am kedoshe, and such speech, such ability of speech, such words are only given over to the Jewish people, his holy people, because they are attached to Hashem. They're holding on to Hashem and clinging to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu places into their mouth diburim nisgavim ke'elu, such high, awesome, you know, elevated words as these, bebechinas Moshe yedaber velakim yanenu b'koil, in the aspect of what the pasuk says, that Moshe would speak and God would answer him, but it doesn't really mean answer him with a voice, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him the koil, give him, you know, Moshe does his part, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes it off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the pnimius of it, the might of it, the expanse of it. And this is the yisoid of the Torah that is given to us min hashamayim. Shekol ha-shvachim shanu memalim otam miyisod ha-Torah, all the praises that we speak that are stemming from the Torah, gnuzim b'hem kol ha-tehilos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're concealed within them all the tehilos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Klal Yisrael, right, a Jew has that potential, has that ability, and certainly the tzaddikim have that potential to use words where there's so much more wrapped up within those words, included in those words, than they can possibly fathom. And that is muzman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is placed in the Jewish mouth by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what David HaMelech is saying, Mi Amal Gvuras Hashem. Who's going to speak the Gvuras Hashem? So that's all, the person will speak Gvuras of Hashem, not Kol Gvuras, but he will start speaking, he will speak Gvuras Hashem. Yashmia Kol Tehilasa, but in doing so, he will be Mashmia all the Tehillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is incomprehensible. But that's like, what that means is, David HaMelech, who wrote Sefer Tehillim, right? Tehillos Yisrael. So for 2,000 years, Klal Yisrael could be learning up Sefer Tehillim and being Megala more depth and more depths and more depths in Tehillim that perhaps David HaMelech never actually consciously thought about. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put these words into his mouth that were just all inclusive. We find, you know, I've said this in the past, I mean, I think many people have had that experience that you could say Tehillim for anything, And you can find yourself, and you can find your personal situation, and your personal emotion, and your personal thing, whatever it is, somewhere in Sefer Tehillim. Because it's just, it's nitzchius. The words of, that's what's brought down in this farm, that David Melch wrote them in Ruach HaKodesh. What that means is, Ruach HaKodesh means that there's nitzchius here that's beyond the speaker. Beyond the and that is all coming from the attachment, dveikus, that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our mouth becomes just a mouthpiece for him. Now, I just wanted to bring this out first, and it's something I've mentioned in the past, I think maybe in this year as well, but it's worth repeating. We find this idea where you can speak, but then there's, besides the speech, there is what is heard in the speech. Right, this kind of a chiluk, right? That there's so much more that can be contained, that is contained in the words, deeper and beyond the surface words. Okay, there's messages in there, right? You have Rabbi Elazar Hagadol. This is Rav Kook points out in a letter, it's printed in Ma'amarei HaRei'iyah on page 204. Where he's writing about the Avni Nezer, and he says, "Is that rain? Very matzanu leRabbi Elazar Hagadol. We find by Rabbi Elazar Hagadol, shle amar davar shle shama mipi Rabba me'olam. He never said anything that he didn't hear from the mouth of his Rebbe ever. That's a Gemara Sukkah Chavayin Amud Beis Yuma Daf Samich Vavam Beis." And there's a big kasha on this from what we find in Avos Reb Nosson, Perek Vav, Gabriel Eliezer, Shadarsh Bidvarim Shalashamatim Oizen Me'olam. Over there, Avos Reb Nosson says, the Reb Eliezer Hagadol was Derish things that no ear ever heard. That contradicts this big klal in Shas that Rebbe Elazar never said anything that he didn't hear from the mouth of his Rebbe. So if his Rebbe spoke it, so then there were ears that heard this. Says Rav Kook, we have to say she'im hayinu oimrim she'amar dvarim shle amron pele oilam. If Chazal said that he said things, or Blaza said things that no mouth ever said, then that would taka be a contradiction to the klal that he never said anything that he never didn't hear from the mouth of his Rebbe. But since the Lush and Chazal were careful, they chose their words and they said, he never said anything that an ear never, that never was heard by an ear. I'm sorry, that he said things that no ear ever heard. Okay, he said things that no ear ever heard. Anamavinim, so we understand. Sha'apeshalarav av hatayr rabban yechim and zakai omroi. That the mouth of the Rebbe, the father of the Torah, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, the Gadol Hador, he said that. Ava mikola shom'im. But from all the listeners, hitzdayen Rebbe Elazar Hagadol bakshavato ahmuka. He was exemplary in his profound and deep listening. Sha'oznoi shama mi tairasa shel rabbi. His ear heard from the Torah of his Rabbi, mashalei shamu acher, and what others didn't hear. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. He was able to hear in his Rebbe's words what nobody else picked up, whether it's nuances, and deeper meanings, implications, and whatever it is. That's a gevaldig kach. So it was true. Rebbe Elazar never said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe, but there was no other ear that heard that other than his own. So that's the same, similar concept, right? Mi'amala gvuras Hashem yashmi'a kol tilasai. You could speak, right? That's one level. But then there's another level of what's being mushma from the speech, from the words. There can be a shmua, there can be shmuas that go out from the dibur that are not obvious. That are not obvious. So shmia kol tilaso. Even the speaker doesn't know what he's all the tilas of Hashem. But at least the Rabbeinu Shalom will hear Kol Tehilasai. It's there. It can be heard, and perhaps over the course of generations, you know, more and more of it will be figured out and understood. If we're talking about Tehillim, if we're talking about some Tehillah that's going to actually put down and, you know, or given over Yipeh L'peh. Something similar to this Koach is what I thought is very interesting to add here. Is something which Menachem Mendel Mishkalov, and we'll see other tzaddikim write about, when it comes to Divrei Torah, when it comes to the words of Torah, the teachings of the tzaddikim, teachings of the Chazal, and teaching of even Rishonim and Achrayim, the Rav Menachem Mendel Mishkalov, the Talmud Muvaka, the Gra, writes in the first paragraph of his Perush on the Mishnas Chasidim, which is Sefer Kabbalah. So he writes like this. It begins off, Mishnas Chasidim began the Sefer with the following words: Hashem Adonenu Haseichel Deya Ubina Nochach Ish Yore Gila Lohidialoi. It's a very, you know, mysterious kind of thing. But again, it becomes Hashem, our master, the Seichel, the Deya, the Bina, you know, and he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala to be Maidia to his Yireim. He reveals to those, to his God fearing people. So says the Rav Menachem Mendel Mishkalov, Zak Dama Shetzarcha Adam Leida. This is a preface that a person needs to know. Shekol Masha Adam Diber Upirish Ezid Dava Shekadosh Baruch Hu Vateras Maskemes Lazeh. That anything that a person spoke and explained in something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah agrees to, now here's this missing words, whatever. V'chachmasa yisbarch ganas bedvar, and his chachma is concealed with, it's hidden there within his words. Hagam shehu ba'atzmo lokivin ledavar ahu, even though he himself didn't intend to that thing. There's something, there could be things concealed within his words that he never dreamed of. He says over here, lokivin ledavar kolkach. It's a little bit less of a lashon, huh? Like maybe he didn't think about it so much in that way. He didn't get clarity in it necessarily. And that extra message that he didn't necessarily pick up on, but it's in his words, that's drawn from the ruach hakodshei of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu davar she'ein soif ganos bo, because it's something that's infinite. The infinite is concealed within it. Ki ratzayna v'chachmasa yisbarach ein sof. Because the ratzin and the chachm of Hashem yisbarach is ein sof. V'yichaylim b'nei adam achakach lefarish lefi klali ha-toyra dvarav. Now people can come along and be mefarish what that tzaddik said or wrote according to the klali ha-toyra. Mamish as if it's a pasuk, as if it's chazal. It's like they don't have bilus on that text. You know, that text is now yours. You can use Kol HaTorah to figure out things in there. That's what the Zohar is referring to in the Tikkuni Zohar Chadash, that says that Mashiach will find Moshe Rabbeinu toiling over the Torah to understand it. And this is testimony to all people of the world. Shashchina Shayr b'Yisrael, that the Shechina rests on the Jewish people. V'chay Olam Nata b'Sicheinu K'netia Zu Shepara V'Rava Ad Ein Sof Ein Tachlas. And the life force of the world planted within us is planted within us like a sapling, right? That's continuously producing Ad Ein Sof, infinitely reproducing. Achlefi Klali Atayra, but it has to be according to the Klali Atayra. This same thing is written, the same idea, it's fascinating, in the Tumim, in the Urim V'Tumim, which is Halacha Sefer HaChayish HaMishpat, by Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz. In Kitzer Tokfa Koyen, he writes, in what's called Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, he writes, he's talking here about the Koach of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, how Klal Yisrael was mekabel them. He's talking about there, if you can be Toyin Kimli, under what circumstances could you be Toyin Kimli against the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and things like that. So he said, L'dati ain't suffik, ki akol and also like if they bring deyas of chalkim, whatever, because it gets into all these halachas of when you could be tain kiman. Ladati ain't suffik, says, writes the Tumim. In my opinion, there's no doubt. Ki akol b'ksiv miyad Hashem hiskil al yadam. Everything that they wrote was miyan Hashem. Hashem gave them the seichel to write what they wrote. Ki kushyas rabbis shehikshu aleim achroinim v'tirtzu b'derech choref ha'omek. Because there's the many questions that the achroinim asked on the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and was mitaretz, and they answered them in a harifus dika way, in a sharp and deep, profound way. Ukimochein kolu b'metek v'koytzer l'shoinim dinim harbe, and so too they included with the sweetness and short and conciseness of their language many dinim. Right, the achroinim are constantly medayik halachas from the concise lashonis of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Ula ein safek shelo kivnu lakol. Without a doubt, they didn't intend all of it. They didn't know. They didn't think about it. They didn't have that in mind. All these mahalchim that you may find in the poskim and in the mefarshim. The dinim in the poskim that are pulled out. They didn't have that in mind. Not to everything. How could that possibly be, considering the amount of malacha that they had, the malachas shemayim, the amount of work that went into these farm that they had to do? Who is the man that can make a sefer, can make a chibur on all of Torah that's taken from all the words of the Rishayim and Achrayim? V'lo yichbad aleihem malachim lechas shemayim, and it won't be too heavy for them. How could anyone even undertake such a thing, much less complete it? Rak ruach Hashem noises of bekirbam. It was just the spirit of Hashem that was, you know, in them. It was just pumping away in them. Liyos l'shoina mechuvin la'alocha, that their language should be directed lahalacha bli kavonas hakosev, without the intention of the writer, of the author. V'chefetz Hashem b'yodem etzliach, and the desire of Hashem was matzliach, was successful in their hands. V'lachin chas v'shalom loy makim le neged achros ha-mechabe v'ramah. Therefore the Tum says, chas v'shalom, to try to tie the kimle against the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. This is it's unbelievable. But that's the Yashmiya Kol Tehillah, so in Torah also, not just in the Chochmas Hashem, in the Chochmas HaTorah, there's this Kliach where Klal Yisrael, the Tzaddikim especially, speak, write, and there's so much more in there, ain't Sofi, it's infinite, to the point that their words now become for us to darshan, mamash like a Gemara, you know, like to be Medayik, and like what we do with Rashi, how many loads and loads and loads of svarim are written on Rashi. Like, did every single thing in there, like, did he actually think in Cheshbon out all the, you know, according to Rabbi Nisanevich, it's probably not. Anyway, so it's a fascinating thing. Mamish, a fascinating thing. So Lamaisa, I don't remember where I've seen in different svarim. Stam b'chlal that's, you know, the way to daven is to daven in that kind of an oifin where you make yourself a kli takadosh baruch hu. You know, you have what you want to ask. You have what you want to say. But you know, Chazal, when they made brachas, right? You see how much, you see the Gemara's done, how they made the ha-moitzi. They were so medayik in their language because every little nuance has a whole different meaning. Now, when you come to daven, you know, like you, and everybody knows this question, like, you know, it comes to shaduchim, don't daven for that specific person, you know, that girl or that boy, whatever it is, because who knows? You know, you don't know. You never. We daven in the dark. We don't even know what's good for us. It could be that everything we want is wrong, you know. So like, it's almost paralyzing. Like, You want you're davening for parnasa. You daven for this. I don't know. Maybe it's not the best thing, but yeah, we're supposed to daven for these things. You know, like that's what Hashem wants. L'chayr, this is also the solution for that. Is, you know, when we daven for something, we should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that in it. So I sometimes actually say it. You know, when I'm just saying my bakashas brotis, and I like say like, I don't know what to ask for. I don't know what to daven. So please, you know. Whatever, that's really what we're saying with Hashem Svasai Tiftach Ufi Yageti Lasecha. That's really what that is. It's, listen, Hashem, I don't know what to do here. I have no way to speak to you. So I'm going to do my best, but please understand the premise of what I'm asking you. I want things to be good for me. I want to be able to feel you. I want to be able to I want to be able to feel your chesed. And then whatever I say, please arrange it that it's going to be right. That the right messages are in there, and it should not chas v'shalom be mazik me in any which way. When you mevatel yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, like you're getting get an extra siyata d'shmaya in what words will come out from you. I remember many years ago, I went in to speak to a certain gadol many years ago. 20-something, in America already, when I was living in the States, though. I went in to speak to a certain gadol asking for something, and I didn't know how to go about it. I remember, like, this is my old tefillah I made up at the time, and sometimes I've come back to this. I said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah, V'yiftach Hashem es pi ha'asayim. So, like, I'm the worst. Can you do that for me, too? Like, give me the words, because I have no idea. You know, like, you plan you go into a job interview, you go into this, you go whatever, you go into different things, you plan what you're going to say. And, you know, very likely when it comes down to, you're not actually going to say that script. You David Hashem. You say, you know, like, Kushbahu, just give me the right words. Give me the right passion of how to say what I want to say. Sometimes in a shir or whatever it is. You know, without Kushbahu's help, we're nothing. We're nothing. That Ruach Hashem is really in Klal Yisrael. It's coming from the Dveikus that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's coming from the Chelek Aleikam Imal, which is our Neshama, right? And that. So the more we're Mevatel, so the way we speak about this a lot, you know, the more we're Mevatel, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like that, it's amazing because we're a player on the one hand. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the Mi'imal Lil Gevuras Hashem. He wants us to do something, if it's to speak, if it's to act, whatever it is. But the Hashmiya Kol Tehila Asoy, that comes from him. The Siyata Deshmaya, to like just be, to get that perfect, that perfectness in your words, in your language, in your, whether it's written or your tefillas, that comes from Kol Baruch Hu, and we should use it. That's a Gevaldigas Chus. So sometimes, sometimes people ask, I've had this question, okay, I speak to Hashem, but I don't hear him speaking back. You know what? If you daven like this, you actually can hear him speaking back in your very words. Think about that. Sometimes you can, because if you have that consciousness when you're davening, right, that your words, yeah, they're going, they're straining through your intellect, they're coming through your intellect, but I need that siyata d'shmaya for them to come out, because they can come out in different ways. Well, we all know that. In an instant, the thing could change. You know, you meant to mean to say one thing, and you say another thing, whatever. So, if you're coming with that bittul, that whatever you're saying, whatever you're davening, specifically obviously this bakashas pratiyas, you know, in your personal requests, things like that, you can actually kind of hear Hashem. Isn't that what, right? What the Gemara, what the Mishnah says, right? Was it Rav Chanina ben Doisa, right? That if imna tefila shugura befiv, if the tefila was shugura befiv, right, was fluent in his mouth, he knew that the person he was davening for was going to live, was going to be okay. And if not, not. He got an indication. Mitoich his tefillah, he was able to hear, because that's what we're saying. There's a siyata d'shmaya, right? And it could go either way, whatever, but there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually is speaking to us through our speech. That's a fascinating, fascinating thing. And by the way, that was the experience of the Bali Ruach HaKodesh and the Vim that Rizal describes this. It's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu medaber mitech groinei shel Moshe. It happened by tzaddikim and Bali Ruach HaKodesh. They didn't know what's coming out of their mouth. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap, if you remember, describes this by Tehillim. He described it in Zakdama Tehillim. That's the way the Meshayer wrote his shir. He started to you know, say, and he didn't know what's going to come out of his mouth. And in that way, he wrote over there that his perush on the Tehillim over there was written in that way. It's like connecting to David HaMelech, and when he put his pen to the paper, he didn't know what words were going to come out to the paper. I mean, that's okay. That's a Meridik Madrega. Obviously, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was very unique in that level, right? But when it comes to davening, and it comes to also, you know, I forget, you know, in the Sefer Mitzvos HaBitochon of Rav Hamaner, okay, the Baal Eved HaMelech of Shmuel Hamaner, he writes over there, I forget who the source is, but it's like maybe even the Gro, I don't remember now, but he writes that you have to have bitachon in Hashem in learning. I remember when I saw that, I was like fascinated. Like, who thinks about that? Like, I never even thought, until I saw that, I never thought about that. You have to have bitachon in Hashem for learning. When you have bitachon in Hashem for learning, then you'll be matzliach. It's just like anything else. When it comes down to it, you know, we have to have this bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to realize that on the one hand we are a player, he wants us, but the player is in the bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our place. It's to do what he wants us to do, the Torah, the mitzvahs, and help people, etc., right? Like Rabbi Chaim Volozhin said in the name of the Gro, the ikar tachlis, the person's lahayu lachrini, is to help others. Yeah, but well, are we doing things right? Are we unless we're mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make ourselves just a vessel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not going to get to what we really can get to. But when we do that, we get chidushei Torah, we get chidushei tefilas, we're zeicha to be mashmia kol tehilasei. Okay. Anyway, I thought that would be an interesting nekuda. Also, this idea, which in the past I think I've mentioned this question, you know, and I only realized this now, that you can actually hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to you in your words, when you're coming from a place of humility, you come from that place of attachment. That's any ha'oros or questions.
I see from the Baal Shem Tov that any experience that a person has, even other people, Sichas Chulin, if you heard it, then there's a message in that which is intended for you to hear.
Right.
So I would say that it probably extends that it's the same with your own words. If you happen to be hearing your own words, there's a reason
right
that you're hearing something there.
Right.
Also, I think the Baal HaTanya is a Maimah, Shir HaShir Moshel Shloimoy, where he speaks about the Mishnah and Ovis. Namakura Krishma Vlo Yishmi Ala Oznoi. He brings Lashon Gemara of Hashma Oznacha Divri Picha.
Uh-huh.
It goes into a similar theme.
Ah, very nice.
So you've got to listen to yourself.
Hashma Oznacha Divri Picha, that you have to listen to your own words. You have to listen into your words. It's like the Lasha Stam, it's Kedai to mention that the Lasha Shmia is also used in Tanakh as to gather together. Yashma Esam, I think one of the Lashonis in the Pesukim is he gathered the people together. And I once heard of Moshe Shapiro in a shir of his, where he said, he explained the Shmiah as being that, is that you're gathering together Pratim. We've spoken about the difference between Chachma and you know, Re'iyah and Shmiah, but the Shmiah is, you know, you're hearing things separately, separate words, separate sounds, etc., and you're putting them together. So when you're Shomea, you're putting together a lot of different things, or, you know, so that's part of maybe this idea is when you're speaking, and to be shomeh, what you're speaking is to gather together from what you're speaking, you know, to put a picture together from what you're speaking. But the point is that there's some kind of, yeah, there's some kind of shmiah that we need to do into our deeper. There's a stama, another place I remember seeing, I don't remember if it's Noam Elimelech or the Kedushas Levi, one of the two, I believe. He says, by Eschanan el Hashem, Eschanan el Hashem leimor. Right? The Pasuk says, I daven to Hashem, saying, Atachi lois, or whatever. So he says, Eschanan el Hashem leimor, I daven to Hashem, I begged Hashem to be able to daven. Moshe Rabbeinu came now to do taktu tefilas, 515 tefilas, and he daven to Hashem leimor, that he should be able to be oimer, that he should be able to daven. give me the, you know, give me the koyach hadibur, give me the koyach of words. Again, that's Ruach Hashem diber bi umilasa alashayni. All right, Seder, we'll stop here, and agadvach, Shavuot Tov, and good messages.
Tune in.
Yeah, tune in. Shavuot Tov.